aircheckdownloads.com.
Anything else, let me know, please, on 0808 100 1041.
The Andrew Peach Show. BBC.
Have you been on Facebook, Kirsten, and seen the rogues gallery of photos of me stretching back 30 years? Some of them are they're like going sepia, some of them are so old.
Yeah, I like it when you put stuff up.
It's not on my Facebook, it's on the BBC Radio Berkshire Facebook page. If you want to see comedy photos of me from the past, go to our Twitter or Facebook, because I just want to mark this moment exactly 30 years on from me starting The Andrew Peach Show, then on a Saturday morning at breakfast time on BBC Radio Berkshire, 10th of October 1992. We started with Creedence Clearwater Revival. I was 19. I hadn't slept, barely slept a wink. I had to borrow the station's mini metro to drive to work in the middle of the night. I was in the studio with everything ready an hour and a half before the programme, and although I'd really wanted to get a show on BBC Local Radio for about 5 years by this point, I could barely believe my luck. And if you'd told me then, I'd still be here at breakfast time on BBC Radio Berkshire 30 years later, I definitely would not have believed you. This job is an enormous privilege. And I'm going to attempt to tell you why I think it is. There are two things I think that are really special about doing this. Radio shows like this are, above all else, a relationship, a warm relationship, a relationship with you, because we choose to spend time together at what can be quite a vulnerable time of day, early in the morning. And we do it day after day, month after month, year after year. And we wouldn't do it if we didn't really enjoy each other's company. We laugh together, for sure. We learn together. And all too frequently over those years, we cry together after a tragedy in our area or a tragedy in our own lives. The relationship is really, really precious. I never take it for granted that you're willing to give me some of your time when you're still in bed or in the car on your way to work in the morning. The other thing that's really special about it is that we can make things happen. This has always been the hallmark of BBC Local Radio in the time I've been involved in it, and long before that, I should think. Some of the things we've made happen, we built a sensory garden. Remember this? We built a sensory garden for people with disabilities in a week in Tilehurst in the year 2000. We campaigned week after week to get a crossing built outside Newbury College, still there. We got the government to send in the army when it was flooded in Raisbury in 2014. We turned Tilehurst red on Armistice Day in 2018. We collected walkie-talkies for the midwives at the Royal Berkshire Hospital and laptops for the patients at Thames Hospice in the pandemic. And this year, we knitted comfort dolls for children in Ukraine, using the power of this programme, of this platform, to bring people together. Apply a little bit of pressure here and there means we don't just talk about things, we can actually change things. Lots of people to be grateful to. Presenters and leaders in the radio industry who've helped me and given me their time. Broadcasters like Kirsten and Mandy and Tim who are on today. AD Brigitte, Anushka, Sarah, Howard, Steve, Suzanne, Nikki, Maggie, all the way back to Jenny Day, my original partner in crime back in the 1990s. To incredible programme producers who do all the work. They make this happen. It's very much a partnership with the people behind the glass there. So that's Freya and Katie who are here right now, but also Iona Hampson, Emily Bailey-Page, Louisa Wells, Becky Wood, Julia Wooten, Danny Sinha, Amy Hitchcock. These are names of people who've gone on to have stellar media careers having started here. Most importantly, though, this morning, thank you to you. I get to do this job because of you, so if you've given me a bit of your time now and again, if you've got involved, supported something we've done on The Peach Show over the past 30 years, thank you. Thank you so much.
Celebrating 30 years of waking up with Peachy on BBC Radio Berkshire.
Oh, woke up today. Hi Andrew, it's Jane Hill, sending many, many congratulations from the TV newsroom in London. I can't believe it's been 30 years, and in all the many, many years I have known you, what I love is the fact that you absolutely love radio today just as much as you ever did when we very first met, and I just think that's fantastic. Have a wonderful programme and a fantastic celebration. Sending lots of love.
Hi Andrew, it's Jeremy Vine. I can't believe it's been 30 years. I mean, I've been at Radio 2 since 2003, and I feel like every day since then I've been seeing a newsreader, and I'm always happiest when it's you, or to be honest, Claire Runacres, right? So you and Claire give me the cheeriest waves, no contest. And it's been such a long time, and we just have that little wave. And you're an absolute star, and I want another 30 years out of you, please, because if you leave Radio 2, I'm leaving the next day. I won't be able to go on.
Andrew, a huge thank you from me on our wonderful 30 years. You're a shining example of the very best of us, brilliantly professional, a fierce champion of the BBC values, and always on the side of the audience. As a local resident, I count myself very lucky to have you at Radio Berkshire, while contributing so much to the wider BBC. I know of no one who can change gear between those local stories to a global feature only a few hours later. Thank you for it all. I and the whole BBC are incredibly proud of you, and see you in the local pub soon. We'll have a drink to celebrate.
Andrew, 30 years. 30 years! You know, like a day over 60. I'm joking, of course. 30 years, my friend. Congratulations. I miss you. I used to love our chats on Saturdays when no one else was around and we'd have a little chat after the news. But, my friend, I'm glad that life is going well for you. And big love to all at Radio Berkshire. Take care, my friend. Oh, it's Dermot, by the way.
Peachy. You do not look old enough to have been there that long. Do share your secrets with me. Congratulations, gorgeous boy. How we love hearing you on the airwaves. You are the absolute master, and we love and adore you. And enjoy the celebrations. I hope they spoil you rotten. You deserve it. Lots of love from Zoe.
Wow. Thank you to Jane and Tim David, the Rector General, and Jeremy and Zoe and Derma. How lovely. We're going to talk a bit more about the last 30 years between now and 10, as well as bringing you all the stuff you need to know on Monday morning on the way to work. It's the 10th of October.
From the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker,
play BBC Radio Berkshire,
and on your radio.
Of Berkshire is
BBC Radio Berkshire.
It's 8 o'clock with the latest for Berkshire. I'm Kirsten O'Brien.
Aircheckdownloads.com.